Welcome to the Being Curious Show. I'm Brian Mariani, founder of No Shift Own.
And I'm Kelly Wagner, publisher of Edge Magazine. Our show is about curiously connecting teachers and seekers on a wide range of topics in a safe space. Few topics will be off limits, and we have some amazing guests to share with you.
Our intention is that our conversations will spark your own curiosity to create a life that lights you up and inspires you to be kind, thoughtful, open-minded to yourself and others.
We are on AM 950, Sundays at 2 p.m. and all podcast platforms. So, Brian, what are you curious about today?
Okay, Kelly, here we go. Another show.
Technology.
It's funny to me because these shows come, like, people get to see them live if they're paying attention, but this will come out later.
If they're paying attention. Okay, that's cool.
And we're just assuming that maybe a couple people are. But
we're
right
up to seven.
Now, we're literally like in studio, and as we're like doing this introduction, Kelly's like with our guest, has her phone, like trying to get it on the live. It's a beautiful moment. But let's use this moment to acknowledge those amazing people out there that are listening to the show, whether it's on the radio, thank you AM 950, or if it's on Spotify or iTunes. We really do appreciate that you're connecting with this content, with these conversations. We absolutely are having a ball. We love doing this.
We do.
And we're going to continue to show up, and we do hope that you do as well. And we wanted to offer that if there's someone in your world, or even someone that maybe you don't know, but you're like, oh, Brian and Kelly should interview this person, send us an email, like shoot us a message, let us know. We're always looking for amazing people to connect with. So who do we have here today?
I'm not telling. No? I'm just kidding.
Okay, it's a secret.
It's a secret.
Let's do a show today of just like silence.
Let's just do it.
Three segments.
Okay.
Okay, that's it.
He's calling it. He's just like, no, you can't do that. Well, you can't put.
You guys are not allowed to whisper on the air.
No.
You have people crash their cars.
No, it was really funny. I was just running up in between segments or shows. And at the radio station, they have on air what's playing on air. And I heard this female voice doing this radio spot, and I was like, oh, that's really nice. And then I was like, oh, that's me. Kelly bubble moment. Oh my gosh. Okay, sorry, I just that's totally awesome. Blew it. Okay, everybody, we have welcome back to the show Witch Jody. She is a friend of the Edge, friend of the show.
And that's not like Witch Jody, like Witch Jody are we talking about?
It's nope.
Like
no
witch.
It's like Witch Jody.
It's like Witch Jody who flies on a broom.
Yeah. There we go. Just for those people that aren't like tuned into witchery, let's just make sure that we know what we're talking about.
Oh, yeah. We got to honor. So she is a mother. She is a daughter. She is a nurse. She is a witch. And she is a small business owner in Stillwater. It is Midwest. I'm going to try that again, everybody. Midwest Witchery and Healing in Stillwater. I love my time when I get to go there. The parking's kind of funky, though.
It is.
Kind of funky.
Yeah, it's downtown Stillwater. What can you say? But, you know, I hear by the end of the month, they're going to have all the sandbagging. Everything is done. The water is receding. So I never got hit with the flood. Thank goodness. But the long and the short of it is you'll have a way more ample parking here shortly within the next week or two.
Mm-hmm. That's fantastic. So just to remind people that maybe didn't see your first show, which, by the way, you should.
Yes, go back and see it.
Yeah, go back and see it. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I am a practicing witch of over 45 years now. You know, I discovered it when I was a kiddo, and I grew up in small town America, and there was nothing to help me around with this. So I listened to the trees, the birds, the plants. You know, I vibed with it. I vibed with the water, the river, the weather. I just knew there was something more than what I was being taught. So I followed that path, and I have been following it my whole life and just listening to my intuition. As I became an adult, I was fortunate enough to go on to school for my nursing, and so I have been in medical my whole life. I was an EMT, went up to being a paramedic. Now I am an RN. I love focusing on holistic healing. healing and your mind, body, spirit, because we are all connected that way. And before the pandemic, I want to say, you guys, it was like 20 years. I wanted to open a little store. I always wanted to just do more, but we live in America, and the realization is you got to have a job that pays the bills, and I didn't think that would be it. And in 2015, I met Lori Cabot, who is – she happens to be the official witch of Salem. And I saw her on TV back in the 80s, and she was like, quit making witchcraft a bad thing. Quit telling us that we're green-faced, scary people. We're not wicked. We're lawyers. We're doctors. We're teachers. We are nurses. We are educators. We are here to help and to enlighten, and we do good. And so she fascinated me, and I always wanted to meet her. And so in 2015, I had the honor to meet her, and she came out of a little back room because small town, you know, Wisconsin, Minnesota girl. I thought I was going to get a reading with her, and they giggled at me like, oh, yeah, you didn't make, you know, your appointment 3 to 6 months in advance. And I'm like, oh. She came out of the back room pointing her finger at me, and all I could think of is, oh, crap, I pissed off the head witch. What did I do?
Right.
And she just came up and started talking to me. And she's like, you know, I see all this about you. I see you opening this little store in your hometown. You're going to do all these. She didn't even know me, people. And I was like, okay, wow. And then I went and just shopped and checked out and found out she had a class. So I decided, what? Seriously? She takes classes? Oh, well, I'm going to do that. I mean, I had been practicing, was very fluent in my practice. I was not worried about that. But to have somebody that you looked at as a mentor from afar to be able to teach you the science behind it, the art behind it, the whole gamut.
But just to share space with them.
Yes, right? To share space. And she is such an amazing woman, so talented. She's been around for years. She's been in National Geographic. She has been on TV shows, you name it. She's done it. Very, very prominent in the community. And she made witchcraft what it is in America today. And so I give her an awful lot of credit for that and support. And so I went through her courses, and I'm a second-degree Cabot witch, so I can technically say, kind of, sort of, I'm a Salem witch here in town. So it's kind of fun. I'm always from here. I mean, I was born and raised in Richmond. I live in Stillwater. I have never ventured out of the Midwest as far as living goes. And it's been great. And when the pandemic hit, she told me, she goes, you're going to open that store. And I'm like, I giggled. Yeah, right. She was right. It just, the universe threw it at me. It was just like, you're going to do it, and you're going to do it now. Okay. So I put the seatbelt on and buckled up, and here we went.
So just to let the listeners know, I mean, if you're in this listenership mm-hmm. of AM 950, you know that Stillwater is this beautiful river town.
Yes.
It has a lot of tourists, mm-hmm. but even locals love to go
yes.
have lunch in Stillwater or shopping in Stillwater. It's just this really – it has charm. It has a lot going on. It's always been a favorite favorite spot.
It is it's a very romantic
yes.
city. It's not even a city. It's a small town. It's a romantic area for people who are going out on like date weekend or on, you know, just getting away from the kids and wanting to sit down and just have a little alone time. It's got a lot of beautiful things. There's gondola rides. There's boat rides. There's all these wonderful things in the summer. And they have festivities that go on throughout the year. For families, a lot of family things. There's beautiful parks. There's always something going on. The restaurants, the food scene is amazing.
What's the restaurant of the old mansion that's haunted? And it does. It's like an old supper club, and that'll do like 7 or 8 course meals.
You're talking about the Lowland.
The Lowland,
mm-hmm. And it's also a hotel there too.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
A lot of weddings happen there. Absolutely, there's a lot of bed and breakfasts there, so that are haunted. It's a very old city. It is claimed to be the very first town or city in the state of Minnesota. It's considered the founding spot of Minnesota. There is some discrepancy whether it was. Is it Winona or is it Wabasha that's in Minnesota? I think it's Winona that's on the river. There are some discrepancies about what city truly was the first, but it is technically listed as the first. Beautiful little quirky shops. I mean, like, you know, different things there from rock stores to local markets where different vendors come in and put in different things, whether it's clothing or bath and body work type stuff. I mean, there's just such an array there. So if you're looking for something very unique, very different, it's definitely the place to go. We have art festivals there. We have so many different things to work with the community.
Sound like you're on the chamber.
Oh, maybe not.
I was going to say.
Hello, Stillwater.
Hello, Stillwater. I am not the mayor. I am a chamber member, but there's a lot of different things, and I only became a chamber member a year ago. So this is not something, real big for me, but I've lived the area my whole life.
Right.
And it's just been a place, big place for prom. Right now we got prom kids everywhere. I'm just saying.
I can say, as a Boston guy, having visited Stillwater, one of my favorite places in this country. And I mean that with all seriousness. It's absolutely stunning, especially in the summer, which I was fortunate enough to be there at that time. It's like stepping back in time, history with a totally relevant food and drink and music scene. I mean, it's just... Mm-hmm. It really is special.
And we've got breweries.
You've described it so well.
Yeah, we got breweries. Awesome. We got distilleries. We've got it all. I mean, if you're looking for food fusion, I mean, it's there. It's really kind of a cool place. And my husband's from there. He was born and raised there. And so for us living there, it was just made sense to open my store there. And I was nervous.
How did you discover that space? Because you have this really cool little space. Within, it's almost like an indoor market. How do you describe your building?
So the building is called the Grand Garage.
And what's the address?
And it is 324 Main Street South, right in Stillwater. I'm right on the Main Street. Everybody knows where the Tiki Bar is because you can see it. It's got the palm trees. You go in the doors right next to the Tiki Bar, and I'm in that same building. I'm literally right behind it. So it is a very unique building. It's over 100 years old. It was originally a gas station with gas pumps and everything in the front of it. I'm not sure what year they quit doing that, but I know in the 80s. I know in the 1980s because I remember being a child and going over there. Well, I wasn't really a child anymore. I was a teenager. We went over there, and there was a restaurant in there. And my mom and I loved to go there to eat. It was called Esteban's back in the day. And at one time, it was in Brick Alley, and then it went into where I am now. And they had all these little shops that kind of went around it, which reminded me a lot of the Minnesota Renaissance Festival, like how the buildings were built around, like, the main event, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And at some point in time, they moved out and it became all little shops in there. So my little store is kind of, you go in the main door and it's all cobblestone inside and you kind of wind around and it's almost like going down Diagon Alley. Mm-hmm. And my quote is, look for the purple door. Well, it's hard to see the purple door because it's kind of on the side. So it's kind of like, watch for the purple lights now. Right. And I have signs that bring you down there. And it's just, it's very enchanted. People really like the location. I fought it. I'm going to be honest. I fought it. I didn't want to go in there. I wanted to be right on Main Street with my window on Main Street, but there was just nothing available. So somebody who was helping me with my business plan told me to go into this building, check it out. And I was like, well, okay. So I did. When I got in there, it was awesome because I found out that the building was owned partially by women, but they really encouraged women entrepreneurs. All of the businesses within this building, except for the Tiki Bar, which is owned by a husband and a wife, and now the venue on top of the building, which is completely separate, but the rest of the businesses in the area where I am are all women owned. And I think that that is such a huge thing to really boost the women. I mean, really give them that platform so that they can get out there and they can do their dreams. And I was like, wow, okay, well, maybe I will do this. And I'm so grateful I did. And I got talked into it. It was like the universe just kept pushing doors shut on Main, like right on the main drag where I wanted to be, and pushed me into this little spot. Kelly has been there. It is absolutely stunning. It is very unique. I have literally transformed this little shop, and it is something you would see in Salem, Massachusetts. It really is. So it's very unique. It's very.
Where did you get that purple wallpaper?
I got it from a store online called Graham was Brown and Graham or Graham and Brown. And it is damask. So it's a purple damask. So just look up purple damask wallpaper and you're going to find it. And then I've got the green tones in there. It's very Gothic Victorian. Mm-hmm. And so we've got the candles. We've got, you know, we've got all this kind of mysterious, like a lore looking place. It's fun. And I've got crystals and jewelries and herbs and it's great. And tinctures and everything you can ever think of for holistic and everything you could think of witchcraft ways. So a lot of books and tarot decks. I have readers. I have very prominent people in the community. I bring them in that come and read. So like I've got Tarot Divergent, which is Mr. Ryan. He is a phenomenal psychic medium.
Okay, we're going to pause you because I want to go into your readers because you have some really good ones.
Yes, fantastic ones.
The segment's already done. Oh, I'm just like, I know. It feels like we just like, boop. And I was just, I was feeling the music. So I was like, I know. Okay. And I didn't want to cut you short on your readers.
Let's wait. We got to
talk
about
some magical people on your team.
Yes, I do.
Like, right?
Okay. I'm very blessed.
You are very blessed. We are very blessed. Okay. Being Curious, Kelly and Brian, Brian and Kelly, and Witch Jody. MidwestWitcheryHealing.com. We will be right back.
Are you ready to dive into a world of exploration, enlightenment, and higher consciousness? The Edge Magazine media platform is your ultimate one-stop shop for all things curious. They're a vibrant community of seekers and teachers passionate about sharing their gifts and abilities to help the collective explore, develop, and understand their journey towards higher consciousness. EdgeMagazine.net receives over 13,000 viewers each month, boasting unique articles, enlightening forecasts, and insightful book reviews. Over 16,000 copies of the Edge Magazine are printed every other month and distributed to over 600 locations across the Midwest. Experience a world of opportunities with Edge Magazine. Unleash exposure through enticing print and online ads, Edge Partner Directory membership, and community calendar listings. Share your expertise in radio and multimedia interviews, connecting with their diverse community. Join their vibrant events, connect with like-minded individuals, and share your gifts here, there, and everywhere. That's edgemagazine.net.
SOS Holistic Healing Center, Minot's finest crystal store, and so much more. Come in and feel the amazing holistic well-being energy at Minot's SOS Holistic Healing Center, located at 420 20th Avenue Southeast, Suite 2 in Minot, North Dakota. We're your source for all things metaphysical and holistic. Here you'll find a large array of treasures, including crystals, oracle and tarot cards, handcrafted jewelry, essential oils, sage and incense, herbal teas and candles, singing bowls, tuning forks, natural soaps, healthcare products, and so much more. We're open Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays from 11 to 4. And one Saturday each month, you can experience Practitioner's Day, where we may include energy healing sessions, card readings, intuitive and psychic readings, and more. We also host special events in our large gathering room and hold monthly meetings with like-minded people. Stop in and see what resonates with you. Embark on a journey of holistic and spirituality with SOS Holistic Healing Center, where harmony and discovery unite. Visit us today and embrace the magic that awaits.
Hey, are you tired of living by other people's rules and expectations? Tune in to Navigating Life's Crossroads, Pathways to Freedom with Leslie Wegleitner. Discover a personal journey of self like no other. Let go of the constant mind chatter and explore how your body can lead you to the life you truly desire. Leslie will show you how to embrace your unique design and confidently navigate daily life, unleashing the joy within you. Don't miss this empowering journey. Join us and start living life on your terms today at LeslieWegleitner.com.
Discover Strains of the Earth, your go-to destination for all things holistic. This family-owned dispensary in Jordan and Carver offers a curated collection of high-quality THC products such as seltzers, edibles, tinctures, and more. Our knowledgeable staff members can guide you with expert recommendations and responsible usage tips. Explore the selection at strainsoftheearth.com and enjoy convenient delivery right to your home. Strains of the Earth, saving the world with cannabis.
And we are back.
Do, 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 do.
We are with Witch Jody. And I know that we were just getting into your reader. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to let you go with that. But I do have a question afterwards.
Okay. So I do have, we do have a few wonderful readers. So Jay Ryan, who is from Terror Divergent and is one of my main readers, he has been reading for over 20 years. I've known him for quite a few years. And he is a fantastic individual. He does tarot. He does psychic mediumship. He does crystal ball and palmistry. So he does the whole gamut. A lot of people come in to see him directly. He's probably one of the best people I've ever seen read. And when people come to me and want to read, it is an audition process. You have to go through me and you have to go through Mr. Ryan to actually be able to sit and actually work in my store. I also have Siri St. Vincent. She is a author of Lessons from the Empress. She wrote a book on tarot, and she reads Nordic runes along with doing tarot. Fantastic individual. She's actually teaching a class on Thursday at my store. So if you're really into the Norse culture, you know, look it up and come and join us. She's amazing. We have got Tara Knudsen, who is another reader. She was actually licensed in Salem. I met her at Paganicon last year.
Nice.
Fantastic woman. And she's got a history of working in social work. So she's got this real gentleness about her. She does fantastic readings for couples. She does fantastic readings individually. We have got Sue. Sue is another good reader of mine. She's only there on the weekends, but a fantastic reader. And she's in the process of learning how to do bone throwing like I do. So that is going to be...
Whoa. You can't just throw bone throwing like I do into the... Just like raising my hand... Tell our listeners.
You know, on Sundays when you watch football, I mean, it was normal.
The bone throwing.
Okay, so educate us on bone throwing.
So bone throwing is a different type of divinity. It comes from, it goes way back when. So if you've ever watched, like, King Arthur, like some of those, like, really old King Arthur movies, and you had the scary-looking witch that was throwing the bones and stuff and playing in the pan, basically it's that, but you can use trinkets with it. And it kind of gives you a different way of doing divination. It's almost like doing tarot deck. It lays out a story for you. Each trinket represents something different, like financial, home, love, different things like that. And when you're doing bones, you can do yes, no questions, or you can toss it and do it as a reading. And when you're doing it as a reading, it will tell a story, a full story. And if the bones are laying, you know, like cross and whatnot, that could represent that you've got a blockage, you're having problems in this area or that area. There's a whole different way of doing it. Autumn, who is on maternity leave, is another person that does that there. And then I've got Miss Jessica, and people know her as the Mystic Geek. A lot of people know her. She's been with us since the beginning.
She's
also
really smart too.
She's like, extremely intelligent.
She's gifted, and then has the mind for business, and really, really helps that small entrepreneur.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, she does. She's really doing amazing. Wonderful things. And so she teaches classes also with me, along with Jay Ryan, who teaches classes. So we have all these different cool things that go on here. And
tell us about Wes.
Different personalities. So Wes, oh my God, I love that man. I'm just going to say it.
I know, I can tell. I'm looking at your website going, woo.
He is a really, really interesting person. Currently, he is down in New Orleans. He is originally from New Orleans. He has worked for the Marie Laveau's House of Voodoo for many, many years. He's a hoodoo priest. He teaches folk magic here at my store. He reads for me. And right now, while he is on hiatus, if you really want to get a reading from him, I will set you up with him so that you can work with him. He will do readings online. He works, I believe it's called the Tea Room down in New Orleans right now. So he is planning to come back this summer and visit and hang out with us for a couple of weeks. So I can't wait to get him back here. I miss him dearly. I learned an awful lot about his culture and his magic while he was with me. He was with me since last summer, and we just lost him mid-February because he went home to go help his mom, family stuff. And so he had to stay there for a while. And when he does come back, I'm just ecstatic about it. He is amazing. We've got products there. Yeah, we got products at the store that were created by him. So I've got amulet, you know, that are protection amulets created by him, and they're just amazing pieces of art. So a lot of really cool stuff. But those are my readers. And then, of course, you can book time with me, and I do one-on-one
consultations. So tell us about time with you. Like, tell us,
right?
Sure. Yeah.
So one-on-one consultations, you can do 30 minutes, or you can do a full hour, and it's private. We get to discuss anything you want to. You want to work, you know, just maybe you already know magic, but you want a little extra help in one special, you know, area like spell work, or maybe in protection, or maybe in just divination, depending on what you're looking to do. I'm going to sit with you one-on-one. I'm going to give you exclusive, in-depth one-on-one education where nobody is getting disrupted into it. It's just you and I, so you can learn what you want at your pace. So I do that. I do the spell bar, which is very unique, and it's only at my shop. We do not have this anywhere else in the Twin Cities, and I cast circle for you, and we create magical workings together, and I teach you how to do this. So we have different things that you can book with me directly, and then I also have classes where you have multiple people in your class too. So there's all sorts of different variations that you can work with me directly.
You know what? Also, something that I'm feeling from the audience is you create this safety and this mm-hmm. space to, I don't want to just say this because it's the show, but to be curious about what you do and how you do it.
In a safe way.
In a totally safe mm-hmm. way. And I also, you are an herbalist.
Oh, gosh, yes.
And you also are a nurse.
Oh, gosh, yes.
So if anyone had any of those questions,
they can come and chit-chat with me
about that. They can come chit you about mm-hmm. that. I mean, that's
– absolutely.
And to be able to have it from a different point of view from, let's just say, your Western doctor.
To the Eastern end, yeah.
To the Eastern end. Mm-hmm. And to – because there's so many natural ways as the body changes to
yes.
honor it.
Yes. In fact, I just did – as you know, I was just at the women's convention here in Minneapolis a few weeks ago, and it was called Women, Sex, and the Aging Body. And I did a huge panel about menopause and having sex in your menopausal years, and along with the hot flashes and all the lovely things that go along with menopause, and what you can do holistically to help yourself so you don't have to be put on all the hormones and all the unnatural things if you do not want to do that.
Right.
Because unfortunately, in this day and age, some of your insurance covers things, a lot of it does not, and people suffer. And why should we suffer? The earth has created things for us over the years. The earth produces everything that we need to help ourselves and to heal ourselves. We just need to utilize it in the proper way. You do not need medicinals for everything. No. Would I tell a diabetic to ever stop taking their insulin? No. Heavens no. I would never do something like that. But if you want a little bit more homeopathic type remedies and you're just not finding what you need, come and see me.
Absolutely.
I mean, I will steer you in the right direction. Even if I don't have the product, I will help you or steer you in the right way or teach you how to make it on your own at home. I am always open to do that because this is not just for me. This is for the world. Our earth has produced this stuff for all of us to be able to utilize. This shouldn't be a hidden or a closed practice for anybody. And you hear a lot about the closed practice.
Right.
And I don't do that. I am not in a closed practice situation. I believe in utilizing that information that Spirit has given me and that I have learned throughout the years, and I want to educate people. That's why I feel I'm a safe haven. People don't have to be afraid to come and talk to me about anything, whether it's medicinally or whether it's magically, because you're safe there. I'm not going to pick on you. I'm not going to say, oh, go running and diet and exercise. I'm not that individual.
But you might be like, moving's good.
Moving is good. I mean, being sedentary is never good. I've got arthritis. I can be a testimony for that. You got to move. You know, the more you sit, you're going to hurt. But there are other alternatives to do stuff besides a pain pill. You know,
well,
so.
Well, your last article for Edge magazine was on mm-hmm. dandelions.
Yes, it was.
And everyone that wants to go kill the dandelions.
Please don't.
Yeah, right?
Please
and we're
don't
in
kill
May,
your dandelions.
And we're in No-Mow May, and I'm actually watching all, like, we're not mowing and
me
we're
neither.
Honoring. And another thing that we're noticing, like, so we live on a lake in Eden Prairie, and the little bay that we're on mm-hmm. is turning green. And I was talking with our mayor of Eden Prairie, Ron Case's wife. And she's starting an initiative about really letting, if you live on the lakeshore, let it grow long
yes.
up until as much as you possibly
can,
and then maybe not even fertilize because it's all running off
it's
into,
running
the water,
into the water
and it's
killing and
it's,
stuff. Mm-hmm.
It's just whoop. So mm-hmm. we're really trying to honor that. But I'm watching all my neighbors are mowing and they're fertilizing, but that's what you kind of do, and it's really so we're the ones where things are getting a little long.
Do you know that it's funny because if you go back in history, years and years ago, before the 50s, nobody maintained their lawns. It was like nobody cared. It was a dust bowl. Nobody cared. It wasn't until the 1940s, 50s, when you seen the cookie cutter, like, I think it was the early 50s, late 40s. It was after the war, when you had the perfect little homes in your suburbs and everybody had their neat little square, you know, lawn right. clippings, and everybody was perfect all the way through. That's where things change. Everybody wanted to bring in seed to seed their yard and to make this grass look perfect and go out there and pull all the weeds and make it just like this perfect cookie cutter look. When we've done that, we've destroyed a lot of our own ecosystem as far as wildflowers and wild plants, the flora and whatnot that we had within our own area for healing and doing different things. And it's really sad to think about that, that we have conformed over the years to do stuff like this and hurt ourselves in the long run. No, there's so much, like, people will get rid of plantain. I'm going to talk about plantain really quick off of the dandelion. It looks similar to the dandelion. It's this big, ugly-looking thing that people will pull out of their sidewalk cracks and stuff like that. What people don't realize is that actually can be busted down. It's an anti-inflammatory. It's great to help with, like, scrapes, cuts, bruises. It will help you with that and, you know, itchiness of the skin. It's a wonderful thing if you utilize it correctly. It's the same thing with the dandelion. Dandelion, you can take and make the root into a tea, and that is an anti-inflammatory, and it helps your gut issues, so IBS, that kind of stuff. Another thing it can do is if you're using the leaves, you can actually wash them really well. Guess what? You can eat them. They're a great source of nutrient, and it's got iron in it. And then the floral portion of it, which is what I use, I make salves from them. And so it helps with sunburn, minor cuts and scrapes. Again, it's an anti-inflammatory. It helps heals abrasions. It's a wonderful thing to use. It actually helps some of the arthritis that I get in my joints, to be honest with you, with the anti-inflammatory effect. So I've been using it for years with my eczema. I can't put fragrant type stuff. So any of those lotions that have fragrances and some of the different chemicals, it would make it worse for me. So I actually researched this way back when I was 20 years old, you guys. I'm in my mid-50s. I just want you to know that. And I created the salve way back when and worked with my grandmother on this. And, you know, this was a thing, you go back to, like I said, way before World War II, we utilized all these different weeds and whatnot in our cooking and different things. And it was an old thing that my grandmother, who came from, her family came from Germany, and it was a big ordeal for them to create salves out of dandelions. And this is where I learned everything is from her. And then recreating.
I have we recently adopted a 6-year-old bulldog, and he has hot spots between his, mm-hmm. and I have some dandelion salve and mm-hmm.
It works.
I need to go do that.
Put it in there.
I'm just like ding, 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 ding.
And just pay attention to what, you know, like for mine, when I'm making mine, you could put on a pet because I don't have anything that is going to be harmful. You have to watch ingredients with animals, especially because people don't realize what they can and can't have. A lot of times, like, for instance, people don't realize onions are very, very toxic to a dog. And who would have thunk, you know, throw them a piece of burger and a little piece of your onion goes with it, that, you know, the itty bitty piece, will it hurt the dog? Probably not. But you do want to take that chance. Right. So, you know, be cautious. Make sure you're reading your material, depending on where you're getting your stuff, to make sure it is okay for an animal to have, because different salves will use different oils when they're creating it, too.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay, Brian had a question. And
yes, Brian.
Yeah.
I know we're running out of time here in our second segment.
By the way, we only have 2 minutes left of our segment.
Oh, gosh.
So go quick, but Brian.
I just wanted – this will probably carry through, but, you know, this let's call it topic of witchery, witchcraft, mm-hmm. I think, you know, attaches itself to the minds of, you know, children kind of across the board, no matter what culture you're in. It's used really mostly in this negative way to, mm-hmm. to scare kids into learning very appropriate learning lessons. But the witch is used as this character to instill fear and all mm-hmm. these things. So I wanted to kind of say the obvious that is out there, but then you have a completely different experience. You've shared a completely different aspect to that. And I'm wondering if there's a way to kind of talk through
yes.
what it means to be a modern witch, but also
I'll bring you into the history.
What is the history? Yes.
Yes.
Okay. We're going to tease
break
a little
first,
bit
yeah.
and then we're going to do a break.
It sounds perfect.
Are you ready to dive into a world of exploration, enlightenment, and higher consciousness? The Edge Magazine media platform is your ultimate one-stop shop for all things curious. They're a vibrant community of seekers and teachers passionate about sharing their gifts and abilities to help the collective explore, develop, and understand their journey towards higher consciousness. EdgeMagazine.net receives over 13,000 viewers each month, boasting unique articles, enlightening forecasts, and insightful book reviews. Over 16,000 copies of the Edge Magazine are printed every other month and distributed to over 600 locations across the Midwest. Experience a world of opportunities with Edge Magazine. Unleash exposure through enticing print and online ads, Edge Partner Directory membership, and community calendar listings. Share your expertise in radio and multimedia interviews, connecting with their diverse community. Join their vibrant events, connect with like-minded individuals, and share your gifts here, there, and everywhere. That's edgemagazine.net.
SOS Holistic Healing Center, Minot's finest crystal store, and so much more. Come in and feel the amazing holistic well-being energy at Minot's SOS Holistic Healing Center, located at 420 20th Avenue Southeast, Suite 2 in Minot, North Dakota. We're your source for all things metaphysical and holistic. Here you'll find a large array of treasures, including crystals, oracle and tarot cards, handcrafted jewelry, essential oils, sage and incense, herbal teas and candles, singing bowls, tuning forks, natural soaps, healthcare products, and so much more. We're open Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays from 11 to 4. And one Saturday each month, you can experience Practitioner's Day, where we may include energy healing sessions, card readings, intuitive and psychic readings, and more. We also host special events in our large gathering room and hold monthly meetings with like-minded people. Stop in and see what resonates with you. Embark on a journey of holistic and spirituality with SOS Holistic Healing Center, where harmony and discovery unite. Visit us today and embrace the magic that awaits.
Hey, are you tired of living by other people's rules and expectations? Tune in to Navigating Life's Crossroads, Pathways to Freedom with Leslie Wegleitner. Discover a personal journey of self like no other. Let go of the constant mind chatter and explore how your body can lead you to the life you truly desire. Leslie will show you how to embrace your unique design and confidently navigate daily life, unleashing the joy within you. Don't miss this empowering journey. Join us and start living life on your terms today at LeslieWegleitner.com.
Discover Strains of the Earth, your go-to destination for all things holistic. This family-owned dispensary in Jordan and Carver offers a curated collection of high-quality THC products such as seltzers, edibles, tinctures, and more. Our knowledgeable staff members can guide you with expert recommendations and responsible usage tips. Explore the selection at strainsoftheearth.com and enjoy convenient delivery right to your home. Strains of the Earth, saving the world with cannabis. Okay, everybody, we're back. So, Brian, before the break, teed up actually a really good question that I wanted to ask you in the beginning, because you were like talking about the modern day witch. And I've, of course, as someone that is of this beautiful community, mm-hmm. you'll have a different perception than maybe someone like Brian, who's just like, I've heard about this in storybooks mm-hmm. or Green Face, or I went and saw Wicked on Broadway. Like, right?
Yes, exactly.
Right. So tell us, bring us a little bit to the history, because okay. I really, really feel that I think we've created some beautiful curiosity in the audience. I think just intuitively I'm getting people are listening going, gosh, this lady sounds normal.
Oh, yes.
Like, right? Like, oh my
normal.
Gosh, she's normal. And she is in the community.
Yes.
And, but you're, I love that how proud you are. You're like, I'm Witch Jody. Here's the deal. Okay.
Here's the deal.
The floor is yours.
So let's go back into history. So the first thing I want to do is give you a definition. Witch. What is the true definition of witch? It means wise woman. And if you go back, way back when into history, let's go back thousands and thousands of years. So like the Greeks and the Romans are running the world and they all have their gods and goddesses. They're doing their own thing. Everything is wonderful. They're doing the thing. They're conquering, doing whatever. Then you're going to move forward in time. When Christianity came onto play, and there is nothing wrong with Christianity, I want to put that out there. First and foremost, Jesus is a cool dude. I have no problems with him, guys. I just, you know, I was born and raised Christian when I was little. So first and foremost, I want to get that out there for those that are
Let's honor all
haters.
Religions. Let's
right.
not just
let's
say
everybody.
Everybody.
It doesn't matter if you're Buddhist, Hindu. It doesn't matter. We all come from a source of love and light mm-hmm. is what it comes right down to. And when you go into that, and you look at the patterns. When a culture was coming through and wanting to change the perception of villagers, you had to change their thought process. So whether it was here in America, when Europeans came over and you had the indigenous people here and we were changing their thought process, or when the Spaniards were coming in to change their thought process, or whether you had Christianity coming in and trying to change the thought process of small little villages and pagan communities years and years and years ago, you have to villainize somebody. So you would have, whether you called it a shaman, a medicine man, a medicine woman, it didn't matter. You had an elder in your community that everybody went to for answers.
And you had to make, you had to discredit them
right
away.
And you had to discredit them. And the best way to do that was make them evil, turn them into the bad guy. Once you turned them into the bad guy, you could get the rest of the group to follow your thought pattern. And that's how the drive went through Europe and through different, you know, countries. And with witchcraft itself, it just means the craft of the witch. Witch is male or female. No, warlock is not a true thing. That was made up by Hollywood. There is no such thing as a warlock, a male witch or a female witch. Another thing people get caught up on is Wicca. Not all witches are Wiccan. I am not a Wiccan. Wiccan is where you actually worship nature. I don't worship anything. I look at everything having an energy and a life source, whether it's a blade of grass, the flower, the stars, the crystals, it doesn't matter. Everything has got a spirit to it, so to speak. But that doesn't mean that I worship anything. I Right. give homage to it. I thank the earth when I take something and harvest it. I give back by giving it, you know, fertilizer. And when I do fertilizer, it's compost, people. It's a compost fertilizer. I'm not using chemicals. Or you're watering it, that kind of a thing. Here in America, when Hollywood became a big thing, let's talk about the Wizard of Oz. This is where you got the green-faced witch people, Wizard of Oz. They wanted to make it kind of scary. They wanted to give it kind of a fairy tale thing. All of your fairy tales, whether it's Hansel and Gretel and the witch pushing them into the oven, whether it is Snow White, which is actually a wicked stepmother who is jealous of her beauty and her popularity, it comes down to a storytelling, and they have to villainize. Women themselves, just picking on them, we were midwives. We were the death doulas, so to speak. We were prepping the body and when somebody died after they died. All of these different things that we did, we were the doctors, the healers, all that kind of stuff. Women were smart, and certain cultures didn't like women being smart, and so they had to push you down into your place. They wanted you to be submissive because in the Bible, a woman submitted to her husband. You did what your husband claimed for you to do. So that's where that comes from, this, you know, pushing people down and villainizing us. If you look at America today, there are a lot of pagans. Not everybody is a witch. They might be Norse pagan. They might be Celtic. They might be a voodoo culture. And that, again, I don't know the voodoo culture because that is more of a closed practice because that is a cultural thing. Mm-hmm. But they come from different origins of the world, and it's carried down lineage, and it's taught. So my grandmother was not a witch. My grandmother, I always say she was maybe on the side because she knew stuff, but she was very Christian because that's what you did here. Everybody was Christian. This country was founded on the freedom of being able to have religious freedom, the freedom to do your own thing.
Okay.
And there's nothing wrong with that. When you talk about Salem, so again, we're going into history, talk about Salem and the witchcraft trials. Nobody was burned here. It was all hangings that took place. And these people that were called out for witches, they were all Puritan women and a couple of gentlemen. And it was a political movement. People came in, and it started out with young girls. So think Mean Girls effect, like the movie. He's kind of cute. I got a crush on him. I want him. Well, he's married. Well, I want him anyway. So let's make this a bad person. So they started these like rumors, and it went crazy.
Oh, yeah.
And then the town folk got into it because they realized that when they went after Rebecca Nurse, she had no children and she didn't have a husband. So she had nobody to give her property to. So if, Kelly, if I was Rebecca Nurse and you were my neighbor and you accused me of witchcraft and they got rid of me, you got my land because I had no children to pass it on to. So people were getting wealthy with this. And how it stopped is when the governor of Massachusetts or, you know, in Boston, when the governor's wife and daughter were accused of being witches, that's when the governor said, okay, we're done with this. We're stopping it right now. And that's when we came to a halt with all this.
Wow.
So it was a very big thing about money, politics, and power. And that's why people got the bad name. So when you go back into history, it was a political and power movement to create the name being bad. And so they would call out this name to people who they wanted to push down and get rid of, so that they could gain their own personal power by it.
Wow.
Does that help, Brian?
Brian.
Yeah, I'm soaking. I'm soaking it all in. That was amazing. I can't wait to listen back, and I hope, I think, I invite our audience to do that as well.
Right? Because that kind of stuff happens today, too.
It does, too. It happens today.
It's not...
Yeah, no, it's never... You know what? We have not learned from our mistakes. Unfortunately, we have not learned from our mistakes. So me coming out and saying, hey, here I am, up front and proud. I mean, I've been in Paganicon community for many years, you know, educating. I have taught classes at other establishments here in the Twin Cities. I actually get along very, very well with all the different metaphysical owners, you know, different stores. And, you know, I believe we work as a collective. I think we need to work together as a community to help those in need. Another thing that I do at my store, a little bit off topic, is the queer community, the LGBTQIA. I'm a huge ally of them. I will not say, you know, a safe space for them, so to speak, anymore, because they get a little worried about that, because not everything that says that they're a safe space is, but I'm an ally and I reach out for them. In fact, Stillwater is going to have our very first big pride thing going on. It's coming up in August. I know that the main time to do that is in June, but they're still kind of new, you know, in Stillwater with us. And I'm being a huge supporter. My readers, except for myself, my friend Sarah, who helps me there, and Tara. We are the only three straight individuals in my store. Everybody else is from the community because I'm a huge supporter. I want to help them succeed and find and fill their dreams to their reality. So people who were not of the norm of the straight and narrow, they were also accused of things, and they were, you know, hunted down and killed and whatnot throughout centuries, throughout history, over the centuries. And if we can stand up and fight this oppression and fight this, it's my way or the highway thought process, and get back to taking care of one another as a human race, we are going to be a lot happier. Mm-hmm. And that's for the whole world. We have to take care of each other, because humanity, if we don't take care of each other and we keep going down these dark pathways, we're going to all kill ourselves off. It's just a matter of time. And it's sad. It's really sad to think that. So I want to be the one out there to create a safe haven for those that are seeking for something different. And that's why a lot of the community has gone into the pagan culture, because they're not picked on. It's not dirty in the eyes of God, so to speak, which has been told to so many people here in America. You go to other cultures throughout the world, it's the states that are really kind of not so nice to the community, the LGBTQ community. It's really saddened me. I've learned a lot from the people who work with me and have really taken me into their community and taught me so many things. So I'm trying to be a voice for those that need a voice.
Right.
You know, and educate. That's what we can do, is educate each other.
Okay, Mr. Brian, now that Jody has you spinning.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're focusing on you, Witch Jody, and we want to hear your story. But obviously, you've brought this conversation in, and I think you very eloquently kind of shared your piece. And I certainly hope people resonate with it.
I hope so too.
You know, I would just share in our last couple of minutes here. You know, you kind of just teed it up, but I want to give you some space to really make a direct invitation to people to connect with you, to be open with some of these ideas you've shared, and just take a few minutes, if you will. I think that'd be really helpful.
Well, you guys, like I said, I've got my website, www.midwestwitcheryhealing.com. So definitely go out and follow that. That's where you're going to see classes, events. There's merchandise on there, too, to buy. Another place you can go to is you can follow me on Facebook under Midwest Witchery and Healing. I'm also on Instagram under Midwest Witchery and Healing. And then I'm on TikTok. And on TikTok, I think it's Midwest Witchery MN, if I can remember right, because it just the captions. But you can follow me in different different events and social medias. And I do go speak at events. So if you guys have an event coming up, like a holistic fair or maybe some kind of a magical, mystical thing coming up, you know, shout out to me. You know, I go speak at events.
I was going to say corporate gigs.
Corporate gigs,
yes, absolutely.
If you're
an HR representative for a company and you are having an event or having a team building,
call us because we will bring in readers. We will bring in divination kind of stuff for you. We will bring in holistic type stuff. Whatever it is that you're looking for, we're happy to bring in. Like I said, I've got merchandise too, you know, that I can bring in. We carry all sorts of cool stuff. At my store, I create candles too. So if you have something special coming up, so let's talk Mother's Day, people. It's right on this weekend. So if you want a special candle made, come and talk to me. I actually hand pour organic candles, and they're in antique teacups. So it's something very different. It's not something you're going to find in any kind of a normal store. So come on in and see me with that.
But really unique.
They
gifts,
are different, yeah.
Right?
And all those teacups are older than the 1960s criteria, because if they're 1960 or newer, I don't want it. I only go to estate sales and I cleanse these things. I go through a big process to do it. I create them on specific moon phases, so depending on what you want done. So I have an awful lot of neat things. There's stuff for abundance, there's stuff for love, there's stuff for healing, there's all sorts of cool things. So definitely stop in and check that out. But yeah, I'm always here and available for you. Reach out to me. Don't be afraid of me. If you have curious questions and you're just like, I want to understand more, I don't get it, you know, I'm kind of freaked out, come in and see me. I promise I don't bite. I'm very easy, very loving, very easy to talk to. I mean, goodness sakes, people, I've been a nurse for over 20 years. I mean, I take care of people. This is what I do for a living. I'm not going to hurt you. I promise. I'm not going to put a spell on you. I'm not going to be Winifred Sanderson. I'm going to be fun, and I'm real. I am the real deal. So come on in and see us and visit with us and get to know us. But yeah, definitely reach out if I can help anybody out there. You know, I'm just a phone call away, and you can reach
us. You are very accessible.
Yes, I'm very accessible. You can send me a private message, a PM over on Facebook through my, you know, Midwest Witchery and Healing site. I respond right away. We've got great people that can help. If it's not me myself, I do have somebody that I can get you involved with if it's something that's out of my forte.
Oh my gosh. Well, that's
That's time.
No, what's really funny is I was just about to tell you that your mom's here.
Oh, I know. She's always here.
And my phone.
My mother's with me all the time, and that's something that's after she passed last year. My psychic and mediumship abilities are off the charts. I'm just going to put it that way.
Yeah. I've watched you just in the time that we've come together, that it's just absolutely magical. Oh, my goodness. Okay, you guys. We're wrapping things up. We know how to find you. Anything fun going on this summer that people need to know about?
Well, yeah. Actually, I'm going to be speaking at an event up in Amory coming up here the weekend of July 3rd. It's a fundraising event, and watch my pages for it, and I'll put more on it because I don't have the exact name of it off the top of my head because it has not been given to me yet. But I'm going to do holistic healing for that. We've always got fun, quirky things every weekend at the store. So definitely pop on in. Classes, a lot of classes. Tomorrow we've got a class called Soul Breathing with Terry Peterson.
To help you
clear your chakras and everything. And a runes class on Thursday. So jump on in.
Yay. Okay. Witch Jody, always a pleasure. Thank you for coming back to the show.
Thank you, Kelly and Brian.
MidwestWitcheryHealing.com. Check it out. Stillwater, what's the address?
324 Main Street South. Stillwater in suite number 7. Look for the purple door.
Look for the purple door. Go to the tiki bar, go through, look for the purple door, and there's magical there. Being Curious Show, Kelly and Brian, Brian and Kelly, Witch Jody. We'll see you soon. Thank you.
Have a great day. Blessings.